it was no good, and they had to pay all reparations, you know, and they didn't have any money. So he took advantage, which is right, just like tax situation. It may be taxes, it may be anything, they caused them this. And if people rise up, somebody got a headache. That's what I don't want to see here. Everybody, trying to lose a little bit now and adjust here and there, you're coming out all right. But he said, if I can't have everything 100%, well, I'm going to wreck it. See, well, that's not right. And that's what he had there. He done the right thing the wrong way, see. Mm-hmm. The way he was looking at the thing, he was right, but he was looking at them wrong. That's the trouble today. The way they're looking at it, they're right, but they're looking at it wrong. And you can ask them anything about the financial report. Nobody tells the truth about anything.
You think Jimmy Carter is doing a pretty good job?
Well, I have said the thing. I think that he's either the greatest man that ever had president, one of the greatest, or the greatest con man ever come down to fight. You know what a con man is?
Oh, yeah, but why do you say that?
Well, he's trying to please everybody, and then he holds off about this stuff now. It's for the fat cats, the poor devil. He don't get nothing, mm-hmm. except the privilege of paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that spend money on to keep the country going, not the big salary and the volume. You got to have volume, whether you do anything right or wrong. You got to have volume. There's no way out of it. Mm-hmm. But the way you're paying what today, son, what you should, inflation will be 10 years from now.
Well, is he any different from the other presidents in that?
Well, he does the same thing in a different way.
In that regard.
Now, he's not Moses, you know. He started out as Moses.
Yeah, he was going to bring different kind of wisdom into the...
No, he get people... If he gets people now, says, I'm going to... If Paul didn't say to you, I'm going to steal everything not nailed down, you'd believe him, see. I ain't going to take nothing from him. Mm-hmm. He knows what's the matter. He's had secret evasion and mental reservation of what he's going to do. It's human nature. You can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of human natures that we just don't accept for presidents.
You know, a lot of times, you know, the Russians tell you about religion is just an opiate for your mind.
Yeah, they think it's a sign of mental illness or something.
Well, somebody's got it about something anyway. Uh-huh. That covers a lot of territory. You're what you think, that's all there's to it.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to what I think, your future, at the best, looks very dull to me. That's some changes made. Because if you get everything, the many get nothing, you're going to have trouble. All your knowledge is...
Well, maybe...
Disenchantment is, you can call it a headache. That's like the fellow, preacher wants to see the farmer. He says, John, you ever go to church? And no. How come? So I don't have time. Well, we'll make the next harvest time. So, John, how are you getting along? Oh, says the crops are no good. Absolutely. Do you ever go to church? And says, no. So this fellow, the Lord can cause a lot of trouble sometime. And he charges, but if the crops are bad, that he didn't go to church, we'll charge at all. Mm-hmm. Well, religion is not a good luck charm. I don't think it is.
No, you don't go to...
You go there and learn how to think right.
When you need a need a piece of good luck, no.
Yeah. You're a single boy. I'm glad you're not like all the rest of them. So, you're going to have ups and downs, and I guess the satisfaction is what makes the world go round, I guess. If I was satisfied, it'd be a mess, wouldn't it? Sure enough.
No. I don't think there's any chance of everybody being satisfied.
No.
People always want too much.
Well, that's reason the Lord didn't put everything in one country, so he